这个视频音质欠佳，难以继续翻译。
Its mechanisms as an essential tool for advancing equality and justice globally. This approach will go beyond simply incorporating women into policies and legislation. It will include a thorough analysis of the prejudices and biases that explain gender disparities. By critically assessing these biases, the UN can address the underlying causes of discrimination and create more equal and inclusive policies and recommendations for state parties. Integrating gender into the United Nations system, therefore, requires a profound transformation of societal norms and structures. Gender biases are not only harmful to women, but also affect men in less visible but equally damaging ways. As observed by the Commission in its human rights monitoring, cultural expectations and traditional gender roles reinforces gender inequities. Addressing these biases is critical to building a more equitable society. The Commission stresses that eliminating these prejudices must be the main goal of gender integration. It entails developing policies and initiatives that dispel myths, assist both men and women in unconventional roles, and cultivate an atmosphere in which everyone is free to pursue their dreams without being restricted by gender standards. In keeping with the larger objectives of the UN, we may work toward a more inclusive and equitable society by tackling the underlying causes of gender disparity. Mashallah.
I thank you on behalf of NGOs. Now I begin by giving the floor to